Action Voice News, your global link.
Kadarism should be a thing of the past, Sinkamba. Zambians encouraged to make a habit of early submissions to technical committee. And South African authorities under fire after 150 Palestinians stranded on a plane for hours. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Opposition Green Party has condemned remarks by some members of the ruling party to bring back Kadarism, warning that such acts will bring division in the country. Recently, a video of UPND Mose chairperson Michelle Okasauta made rounds declaring that Kadarism is back and warned that the party will not ignore actions that threaten peace or President Hakainde Hichilema's safety. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Party President Peter Sinkamba said that if such a statement was uttered by the opposition, the law would have taken its course immediately. Since the Chingola incident, where some individuals acted in an unruly way, a lot of negative statements that are not in line with the law were spoken by the ruling party, but nothing was done, said Mr. Sinkamba. Mr. Sinkamba, however, noted that he does not condone the violent attacks that were witnessed in Chingola, stating that no one should ever go through that.
What was stated was the statement by an opposition leader. Today, that leader would have been arrested and killed. But the problem that we have with our colleagues in Mugen is that they can insult, they can make threats, they can issue seditious statements, they can commit cyber crimes, and they can't be arrested. I mean, we do not condone a situation where the president can be stoned. Speaking for myself, I condemn that particular activity.
Gospel artist Magnus Mando, popularly known as Mag 44, has announced his final album as a recording artist. Mag 44, who has been in the Zambian music industry for over 16 years, with a number of awards to his name, has stated that he is shifting his focus to evangelism and more grounded ministry. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka last evening, during his closed listening session, Mr. Mando said that this was a hard decision to make, but necessary for growth and advancement of the kingdom of God. He added that, however, this does not mean that he is retiring as an artist, but will be releasing singles regularly. In his music tenure, Mr. Mando, alias Mark 44, has released 13 albums, and his forthcoming album will be his 14th titled The Way, based off of John 14:6, proclaiming Jesus as the way, truth, and life. Me being predominantly a music producer, I would prefer producing music for other artists and releasing mine at my own time, said Mr. Mando. Mr. Mando highlighted that being a family man, he realized the importance of investing more time in family and the kingdom of God. He added that the final album is an indication of him having found a path that he had always searched for.
For me, reaching the place I have reached both in age and in my relationship with Christ, I've realized that, you know, most of my life I was searching for something, and that's the place everyone is at. We're all trying to follow a path. Both God and the enemy know that we are designed for a path, right? And obviously the enemy's goal is to give us a false path. So for me, you know, going through life and searching for this path, it's led me to a place where I understand that Jesus is the real way.
Governance expert Sitola Sikwindi has urged the public to avoid late submissions to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments. Recently, the committee encouraged online submissions to those who are unable to make physical contributions to guarantee full citizen participation during the constitutional review process. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sikwindi stressed that although extending the review process will be of benefit, members of the public should aim at making early submissions as their views matter. Now that online avenues have been introduced to make proposals, duration should not be an excuse for failure to contribute to the process, especially for those who have smart devices, Mr. Sikwindi said. Mr. Sikwindi also emphasized that although an extension would have allowed people to interact with the committee, digital technology is a more efficient approach in this era. He further said the issues currently taking place in the amendment process can be dealt with easily as they are recurrent from previous constitutional reviews.
It would be better to extend, you know, the provisions. But even when that extension so happens, the key issue is, do we respond promptly to these, you know, spaces when they are provided for us to be able to react? I think it goes to speak to, you know, how we prioritize the views that we make. I would like, and, you know, would love to see an extension, this, you know, process personally. But I think that even when that is solved, there is no much more justification.
ZCCM Investments Holding PLC, ZCCMIH, has entered into a commitment agreement with the International Council of Swedish Industry to promote sustainable excellence, particularly within the mining sector. Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, says the partnership reflects Sweden's strong dedication to supporting Zambia's economic growth. Zanis reports that speaking during the signing of a letter of commitment in Lusaka, Mr. Hallenborg highlighted that mining remains central to the country's economy, making ZCCMIH a vital public sector institution. He pointed out the major environmental, social, and governance challenges that impact ecosystems, labor standards, community well-being, and transparency. Mr. Hallenborg added that the collaboration is a tangible move towards building a more responsible business climate, aligned with President Hakainde Hichilema's vision for economic expansion. In African news, South African authorities faced heavy criticism on Friday after they held more than 150 Palestinians, including a woman who is 9 months pregnant, on a plane for 12 hours due to complications with their travel documents. A pastor who was allowed to meet with the passengers while they were still stuck on the plane said the conditions aboard were appalling. The Palestinians landed on a charter plane at Johannesburg O.R. Tambo International Airport on Thursday morning after a stopover in Nairobi, Kenya, South Africa's Border Management Authority said in a statement. Coming up shortly, three killed after bus crashes into Stockholm bus stop. This and more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Three people have been killed and another three injured after a bus crashed into a bus stop in central Stockholm, Swedish police say. Circumstances surrounding Friday's crash at 1523 on the Vohulavägen street in the Swedish capital remain unclear. The bus driver has been arrested and faces charges of causing death and bodily harm, police said in a statement. However, they added there was currently no indication that the incident was intentional. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Opposition Green Party has condemned remarks by some members of the ruling party to bring back Qadarism, warning that such acts will bring division in the country. Governance expert Situla Sikwindi has urged the public to avoid late submissions to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments. And South African authorities faced heavy criticism on Friday after they held more than 150 Palestinians, including a woman who is 9 months pregnant, on a plane for 12 hours due to complications with her travel documents. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.